Hello, book lovers, and welcome to Book Talk Radio Club. My name is Claire Perkins, and today I'm talking to author Tony Dowry. Tony is the author of Finding You and Your Direction. Life can get so busy and chaotic that we sometimes feel like it has taken over and we are losing control of where we're going. There can be too many outside influences that keep us from focusing on ourselves as a person. Finding You and Your Direction will help guide you with getting back on track. Hi, Tony. First of all, welcome. Thank you for coming on Book Talk Radio Club.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Sure. So tell me, Tony, what was the inspiration behind Finding You and Your Direction?
Actually, at the time when this came to me, I was actually writing my first fictional, and during that time, when I was so engrossed with trying to write a fictional book, someone that I had talked to had said that they needed to find themselves. And I'm like, you need to find yourself? And I'm like, you're right here. And I'm like, oh, I gotta find myself. And it just got me thinking about the whole thing. Uh-huh. And I'm like, wait, you don't need to find yourself. You have to find your direction.
Right.
So I read about it.
Uh-huh. You say there are 11 ways that have been broken down to help you get back on the path you need to be on. Can you give Book Talk Radio Club's listeners a couple of examples, please?
You know, the biggest one that I see when people say that they lost themselves or lose their path is when they end a relationship.
Right.
People seem to feel, by part of them is missing. They're not sure which way to go.
Sure.
So I just help people focus on themselves during that time and, try and change their direction towards themself.
Mm.
Leave that difficulty behind. But also change is another big one. When there's a lot of change in life, that the sense of losing control seems to throw a lot of people off which way they should go. So those are a couple that I have in the book that I try to focus on to help people try and find their path.
Yeah, they are big ones, most definitely. I love the poem at the beginning of chapter one, particularly the second stanza, and I quote, "I need to find who I really am, the person I'm supposed to be. Why am I here in this place of existence? Who really is the real me? Why do you think there are so many lost people out there?"
You know, in this day and age, I think so much we are just so rushed.
Mm.
And we have so much technology and we have like a lack of actual people contact.
Yeah.
I think that when you have like the people contact, you seem to have more of a connection with something. Mm. And with all the technology, it's kind of like you don't really know which way to go and you just kind of feel like you're floating.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people just need to stop and just breathe and focus on themselves and focus on, who they are and use that in the direction of where they want to go in life. Besides having the world show them where they need to go, they need to show the world where they want to go.
Absolutely. And when you have contact with people physically rather than through technology, you have a mirror to yourself as well, don't you?
Exactly. But even like speaking to you, I mean, instead of like writing something on an email, but hearing your voice, even though I can't see you, it's still a contact that we need to still keep within our lives, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Absolutely. Toxic people is one of the chapters in your book. How would you describe a toxic person?
A toxic person, to me, as I describe, is someone who actually like drains the energy from you.
Yeah, I call them energy vampires.
Yes, yes. Well, because we have a lot of people in the world that are annoying. But annoying and toxic are not the same thing. Someone who is toxic is actually they kind of weigh you down or they take pieces of your light away from you.
Yeah,
and so it makes you feel heavy. So someone that's toxic is someone that's just they're draining you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know we should stop seeing or dealing with toxic people, but how? I mean, especially when they're a parent or a boss or a partner, it's difficult.
It is very difficult. And those are the hardest toxic relationships. And some of those are the most damaging to a person too, because they feel like they don't have a way out.
Mm.
But, like for instance, bosses, if you can, find a new job. If someone is that toxic to you, remove yourself or find a different position. If not, you know, I mean, you of course, you'll be cordial and do your job. Know your worth, for one. Know your worth, because when you feel that you're worthy, you're not going to let toxic people hurt you as much as you would if you weren't so secure of yourself.
Absolutely. It's like a shield, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, and another thing, family, you know, I mean, be cordial. Do what you can in those situations. Don't let them drain you. And one of the things that I explain in the book is that if somebody is really bothering you, feel pity for them. Because they're being mean to you out of something that they're lacking.
Absolutely.
So if you feel sorry for them, it actually makes you feel better. Mm. Or you can handle the situation a little bit better.
One of the exercises I was taught a long time ago was, I mean, I wouldn't use this too often, but if someone is really pulling you down or being in continually negative or shouting at you, is imagine a mirror in front of you, but with the mirror, as it were, the reflective side staring at them, so they see their reflection. So what they're doing actually is slinging all their slings and arrows at you, but they're actually doing it to themselves. And
yes.
it's like a shield. I mean, it's not to be used the whole time because it's pretty devastating thing to tool to use, but it does work most definitely.
I mean, just sadly enough, we want to have great people in our circles, but sometimes, I mean, we're just not going to have that. We're just going to have to deal with, you know, those situations.
Yeah. So tell me about following your dreams. People have this idea of how their life should be, their dream life. Why are they unable to live their dream life? Is it an inability to stick to goals to achieve it?
I don't think so. I mean, sometimes life gets in the way. I've been trying to write my second book for 2 years because, you know, I wanted it done in 6 months. But, you know, things happen.
Sure.
As long as you're continuing to work on those. And sometimes those dreams that you think that you want to reach, there could be a detour in life where that's not the one that you were supposed to have. And so a new one comes along.
Yeah.
So not that that one wasn't achieved, but you got, you know, you got detoured to a better one.
Yeah.
That was even, you know, more than what you thought was going to be. So I don't think so much that that people, well, you know, of course some people are not going to stick to it. They're just not going to get it. And yeah, those people, you know,
they're just not going to get it.
But mostly you have to, if you really want it, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have determination to get there.
And be flexible though.
Yes. Accept those bumps in the road and just, you know, keep going over the little hurdles that get in the way, but don't stop.
Finding you in your direction is firmly in the self-help genre. Who is your author, hero or heroine in this area?
You know, a long time ago, when I was a little girl, we had a columnist in our newspaper. I don't know if you've heard of her, but it was Dear Abby.
Right. Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, I mean, I loved reading Dear Abby, and I love that she was able to help people.
Right.
And then as time went on, Tony Robbins became a huge person that I love to watch, and he inspired so many people. And then, again, as time went on, Oprah Winfrey has actually inspired me just because of her journey through life and where she started and where she is now and how she continues to grow.
Mm.
And it's just something that I look, you know, up to. Those three have kind of put me where I am right now.
You're also a motivational speaker and coach, and I understand your approach is to cheer your clients along the way and encourage them to reach their goals. I love that idea. We all need someone in our corner. Is there a website where people can contact you?
Yes, there is. I do have a website, called just my name, Tony Dowry, www.tonydowry, TonyDowrey.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have an inspirational Facebook page where I post inspirational posts on a regular basis, on a daily basis.
Right.
And that is the www.facebook.com/findingyoubook. And you can contact me in those two areas there. Or you can just email me at tony.dowry@yahoo.com.
What's next? What's next? Okay, so tell me what's next for you.
Right now, I am currently writing another book.
Okay.
This one is about the nice girls who always just seem to do everything for everybody else and not themselves.
Okay.
And then I have like 7 more books in my head. I'm just waiting to get out. I just need the time to get them all down in writing.
Must be very busy in there then.
Yes.
That's lovely. So where can Book Talk Radio Clubs purchase your listeners purchase your book, Tony?
My current book, Finding You and Your Direction, is available on Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, Tony. That was fascinating. Please come back on Book Talk Radio Club when you've published your next book or next 7. I'd love to chat with you and hear more. In the meantime, good luck for the future. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Book Talk Radio Club. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. How was that for you?
Whoo!